奉主耶稣啊，圣名继续我们安息日聚会，我们一起唱诗二十六首。
We begin our second session. Please hymn 26.
在我们还不完全的时候，主耶稣就已经爱我们，拣选我们。
When we are still imperfect, we have been chosen by God, and because He loves us.
当我们已经在主耶稣基督里头了，其实我们还有很多的不完全。
When we are still in Christ, we still have some imperfection.
但是主耶稣还是一样的爱我们。
But Jesus still loves us so much.
所以我们要靠着他的怜悯，我们要继续不断的来长进。
So through His compassion.We have to strive forward to be more matured.
照着他所给我们的时间给我们的这个精神我们要将我们的道理来熟悉来熟练。
So we should be skilled in the word of God through the time and the life He's given to us.
当我们不完全的时候，他拣选我们。
When we are still imperfect, He chose us.
他在我们身上有一个有一个。目标就是要让我们达到完全。
For he has a special purpose in order to achieve our perfection within us.
在神是没有难成的事情。
It is impossible for God to fulfill everything.
所以他说我们可以达到完全。
So he said,
就是可以完全。
We will fulfilled up to his, we will fulfilled to this perfection.
那我们也从圣经里头，我们来学习这个达到完全的过程。
So we can learn how to be skilled in the word of teaching.
那我们在正道之前，我们一起再一次的跪下祷告，求他带领祝福我们的机会。
So before the service, kneel down and pray together. Ask him to lead this afternoon service.
请祷告。请我们翻开希伯来书第六章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章第一节。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 1.
第一句话，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principle of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
在信耶稣的过程里头，首先，我们要来认识得救的道理。
In our way of path, first of all, we got to self-recognize, what is the foundation of salvation.
然后我们要领受主耶稣基督的救恩。
Where to receive the salvation of Christ Jesus？
这是一个开始这也是一个重要的基础。
It is the first beginning, also a very vital fundamental things。
但是不是就停在那里
？We cannot just simply stop there。
接下来这里所说的要竭力的进到完全的地步。
But then it says, let us go on to perfection。
因为我们还活在这个世界上。
As long as we live in this world,
我们便面对着每一天的生活。
We are coping with all the different challenges in our daily life.
我们必须要去处理我们周遭的每一件事情。
We have to manage all the things that we have encountered.
我们目标就是要有一个幸福快乐 的人生。
Our main goal is to have a happy life in our life.
那如果我们进到完全，那我们就能够拥有一个幸福快乐的人生。
If we can go into perfection, that means we have a very happy life.
那如何能够进到完全
？How can we go into the perfection？
这个希伯来书第五章的这个十三节。
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13.
只要只是能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
For he says, for everyone who partakes only the milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is still a baby.
如果要达到完全，我们必须要熟练道理。
To get into perfection, we got to be skilled in the word of God.
那什么叫做熟练道理
？What is be skilled in the word of God？
我用一个例子我们来体会一下。
I'd like to use one example so we can learn appreciate from this example.
我们在座有很多都是很对开车子是很熟练。
And I think that most of our members here they are very skilled in driving.
这个开车有一个很重要的动作。
There are many there are very important actions while you are driving.
就是当你要换车道的时候，你不是只有看后视镜，你还要转过头去看。
Before you are change the lane, you are not, you are just not merely depend on the rear mirror. You have to turn your head back and look around.
啊，为什么
？Why？
啊，因为你的车开很快，别人的车也开很快。
Because even though you drive fast, other cars also are driving the same speed as well.
啊，那我们会有一个死角。
And also, we have some kind of blind spot.
啊，只有靠那个后视镜，有时候。你没有办法看得是很清楚。
It is impossible to see an image very clearly if you just look at the rear mirror.
很多的时候，当我们回头的时候，我们发现说有一个车子真的就在我们旁边。
Many times when you turn your back, you see that indeed there are cars behind your car, not behind you, that you were not able to see with your rear mirror.
一个熟练开车的人，他会留意着，他会有一个他的视线上会有一个死角。
A very person he is skilled in driving, he knew exactly where to look for from his blind spot.
哦，所以他把这件事情放在心上。每当他要换车道的时候，他就会回一下头。所以他的开车通常是会是安全的。
So he will take this, in his heart. So when he try to change lanes, he will look around in order to make the changing lane so safety.
哦，那所以在信仰的道路上面。也会有一些所谓的盲点。
So in our faith, in our journey of faith, we still encounter many blind spots.
哦，所以所谓熟练道理啊，也就是这样子，看知道信仰的盲点在哪里，然后去克服。
So it is the same theory. Be skilled in the word of God means we have to be able to cope. Where is the blind spot in our faith?
哦，那今天下午我来谈两个项目。
This afternoon, I'd like to talk about two particular points.
第一个，我们必须要知道有一个所谓的叫做怀疑的这个盲点。
First of all, we have to understand what is the doubting, what is the blind spot in regards to the way we doubt to our doctrines.
这个人有好奇心，所以会有怀疑。
We as individuals, we have many curiosity, therefore we have some kind of doubts.
做科学家，这是一个必须要有的一个态度。
As a scientist, this is a very positive attitude.
好奇有怀疑才会去观察。
The doubting heart is caused from your curiosity.
那在观察，好奇，然后会去观察。
Once you're curious, then you make observation.
当你去观察，你才会有所发现。
When you make observation, then you will discover some kind of things.
那常常这个发现会带来。给人很大的帮助。
So the discovery, the new discovery, will bring much help in our way of life.
但是不是所有的事情都需要有这种怀疑的态度。
But not all things created, not all things were caused by the way we doubt.
在信仰的道路上面，我们所接受的是真理。
In our faith, what we receive is the truth.
那我们说我们是真理的门徒。
And we know that we are the truth of the disciples.
但是我们却在信仰的道路上面常常成为怀疑的仆人，而不是真理的仆人。
But it is often we become disciples with doubt.
我们对弟兄姐妹怀疑。
We have doubt toward our brothers and sisters.
我们怀疑神的恩典。
We have doubt to the grace of the Lord.
我们怀疑神的作为。
And we also doubt about the mighty work of God.
甚至我们会怀疑自己。
And also sometimes we even doubt about ourselves.
在信仰的道路上面，怀疑它常常带来很大的伤害。
So in terms of our faith, once we have doubt, it may create a big impact to our journey of faith.
我们请看列王记上十二章。
Let's turn to First King.
列王记上十二章。
First King chapter 12.
十二章二十六节。
First King chapter 12, verse 12.
二十六节。
Verse 26. First King chapter 12, verse 26.
耶罗波安心里说：“恐怕这国仍归大卫家。”
And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom may return to the house of David."
这个耶罗波安他是神让他当。
And Jeroboam, God, that Jeroboam became the king of Israel.
那他南边有一个，还有一个国家叫犹大国。
And also in the south kingdom, is called the kingdom of Judah.
那这个是属于大卫的家族。
It belongs to the house of David.
那这里他怀疑说， 我真的能够拥有我这个国家吗？
So in verse 27:6, he said in his heart, now, is the kingdom really belong to me?
我现在拥有的会不会又归回了这个大卫的家族
？The kingdom I have now is not going to return to the house of David in the near future.
哦，其实是谁让他当王的
？Indeed, who are let me become the king of Israel?
是天上的神。
Is the God of is the mighty God in heaven?
哦，还有什么保证比神的保证还更来的妥当
？There's nobody can more guarantee. God's guarantee is important than most of the guarantees from this world.
哦，他不是哪一个人保证他当王，他是神保证他当王。
But God guarantee him become the king of his kingdom.
所以他 不需要有怀疑。
So he didn't have to be so doubtful in his heart.
啊，但是他的确有怀疑。
But indeed he has a doubt in his heart.
啊，他心里就开始为自己来想办法。
And he tried to make ways for himself in his heart.
啊，二十七节。
In verse 27, says,
他说这些百姓如果上耶路撒冷去，在神的殿里头献祭，他们的心就会归向他们的主犹大王。罗波安把我杀了，人归犹大王。
So verse 27 says, if these people go up to offer sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of the people will turn back to their Lord, the king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to the king of Judah.
哦，因为他现在所拥有的原来是属于犹大王的。
Because what he had actually was belonged to king of Judah.
哦，所以他恐怕说这些人。又想起他们原来的那个王朝啊，会归回。
So he was afraid that the people of his kingdom may return back to the king of Judah.
哦，那他们拜神的地方耶路撒冷是属于这个犹大王朝。
And the places that they worship, Jerusalem actually belonged to the king of Judah.
哦，所以他的百姓也一定会回去耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
So the people will definitely go back to worship the Lord in the city of Jerusalem.
哦，那这个就更容易让他的百姓又回到原来的王那。
So it's very easy for the people to return back to the king of Judah.
哦，从人来看啊，真的会有这样子的这样子的一个想法。
From the viewpoint of mankind, it is easy for them to return to king of Judah.
哦，但是这是神的作为。
But it is the mighty work of God.
哦，他怀疑神的作为。
He said.He even doubted about the mighty work of God.
所以他为自己想一个办法。
So he thought a way for himself.
啊，二十八节。
26:28.
耶罗波安王就筹划妥定，铸造了两个金牛犊，对众民说：“以色列人啊，你们上耶路撒冷去实在是难。这就是领你们出埃及地的神。”
So in verse 20 it says, therefore the king asked advice, make two calves of gold, and said to the people, it is too much.For you to go up to Jerusalem, here is your gods, O Israel, which brought you out from the land of Egypt.
哦，他的方法就是怎么阻止他的百姓到耶路撒冷。
So his way was to stop people going back to Jerusalem and worship and sacrifice there.
哦，所以他就为他们造了两个这个牛犊，就是偶像。
So he made them two idols.
哦，所以你们不用去耶路撒冷拜神。你们拜这个牛犊就可以了。
And certainly, it is not need for you to worship the God in Jerusalem, but rather you can worship God here.
哦，其实这是对百姓的信仰带来很大的一个破坏。
In fact, it destroyed the faith for people of Israel.
哦，他不但自己来造偶像，而且还要百姓去拜偶像。
Not only he make idols for himself, he even command the people to worship idols as well.
哦，就难怪这个以色列他一直以来。就没有再得到神的祝福。
So the northern kingdom from that time on, it would not receive any blessings from the Lord.
哦，当我们在信仰上总是存着怀疑的时候，也会阻止了我们恩赐的这种发挥。
So in our faith, in our general faith, if we have doubts about this, we would not be able to receive the blessings of the Lord.
啊，就是我们没有办法靠照着神给我们的恩赐。来做侍奉
，which means that we are unable to serve the Lord if we have some doubts in our faith.
哦，神给我们恩赐
，God has given us His blessings.
啊，但是因为我们的怀疑啊，我们就没有办法用恩赐来侍奉神。
Because of our doubt, we are unable to serve the Lord with the grace that we have received.
更严重的，它破坏了。人跟神的关系。
And more vitally, it destroyed the relationship between man and God.
哦，创世纪第三章讲到亚当夏娃， 他们怎么跟神破坏的关系。
In the book of Genesis chapter 3, it describes how Adam and Eve, how they destroyed the relation between them and God.
其中一个很重要的原因就是他们怀疑神。
One of the most important steps that they did was they doubts about the word of God.
所以他们觉得说他们要去吃那个善恶果。他们才会像神那样。
So they feel like if they partake the fruit, they will just like God.
那说今天我们常常称自己为信徒。
Today we call ourselves we are the believers, we are the disciples.
那你想想看，怀疑就是不相信。一个自称为信徒的人，却有怀疑，这个是不 match， 不匹配。
So it doesn't make sense if we still have doubts, then we still call ourselves as the members.
所以从字眼上我就看到这个不合理的这个盲点的存在。
So we can tell that it is our blind spot in our faith.
比如说一个妈妈将两个小孩带去一个朋友家里。
Just like a mother, she bring with her two children to her friend's house.
说妈妈有一件很重要的事情要办哈，所以你们就在阿姨家里啊，一两个钟头之后，妈妈事情办完了，就回来接你们。
And said to her two children that mother has things to do, so you can stay here with mom's friend for two or three hours until I returned.
那其中一个小孩呢，他就妈妈离开之后，他就很高兴的在那边玩玩具。
So one of the children was very happy after the mother left. He can play toys by himself happily.
因为他不怀疑妈妈对他们的应许。
Because this child never had doubts about one day about the mother will return to receive them.
那另外一个小孩呢，他就躲在墙角在那边很不高这个很不快乐的在那边，甚至流着眼泪。
And the other child was hiding him or herself in a corner and shedding tears because he or she was unhappy about the mother have left them.
因为他怀疑说妈妈是不是真的会回来接我们。
Because this child has thought about is my mother really returned to receive me later on.
结果害得这个阿姨也不晓得要怎么办才好。
So the result was the aunt didn't know what to do with this crying child.
越是要去哄他，他越是哭出声音来了。
Maybe she tried to comfort the child, but the child even cried even louder.
所以这个怀疑啊，常常伤害自己，伤害周围的人。
So once you have a doubtful heart, not only you hurt yourself, you also bring bad impacts to others.
甚至我们会对不起神。
Probably we feel sorry for God.
那其实这也是撒旦的一种工作。
In fact, it's a scheme from Satan.
那再来看我们的怀疑，其实我们的怀疑常常是这种不真实的一种错误。
When we once we reflect to our doubts, it is not a genuine, not a true doubt.
就是这种错误的推想而带来的。真正的怀疑。
It is the wrong reasoning to bring this kind of doubtful mind.
比如说刚才说的那一个王。
Just like the king I just mentioned.
百姓必须到耶路撒冷去拜神。
By the law of Moses, they have to come to Jerusalem to worship and offer their sacrifice to God.
这是一个事实。
It is the fact.
但是他推想说，这些人常常到犹大国去。以后他们的心会归向犹大国。
But this king has this kind of imagination. He was afraid that sooner or later, when the people returned the Jerusalem, their heart will return to King of Judah.
其实这是只是他一个没有证实的一个错误的一个推论推想。
It is the unreasonable logics by this king.
但是他已经产生了那种真正的怀疑。
But because of his unreasonable logics, it causes him to doubt.
所以他就必须要去做出一个不对的事情来。
So he has to make decision, a wrong decision to prevent what was going to happen.
那其实我们是必须来胜过我们的怀疑。
As members, we have to be able to conquer our doubts.
哦，那我们也一定能够胜过我们的这个怀疑。
And we have the ability, to prevail over our doubts.
哦，所以主耶稣才会说：“小信的人啊，你为什么怀疑呢？”
So Jesus said to his disciples, "Men of little faith, why you have doubt?"
哦，主耶稣他知道我们有这样的弱点。
And Jesus knew very well we have this kind of shortcomings.
哦，所以。只要我们有弱点的地方，主耶稣他都是愿意而且可以帮助我们的。
So once we have these shortcomings, Jesus will be able to help us to overcome and to prevail over our shortcomings.
哦，软弱也会是一种生活当中的重担。
When we are weak, the weakness will cause the burden in our life.
哦，只要是我们的重担，我们都可以交给主耶稣。
If we have burdens, we can cast all our burdens, to the presence of the Lord.
哦，同样的，这种所谓的怀疑啊，我们也可以将它来，将自己来交在神的手中。
And we can cast our doubt, to Jesus, to God.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
我们看下半句话。
Let's turn to the second half of verse 5.
因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
For he himself has said, I will never leave you or nor forsake you.
第六节，所以我们可以放胆的说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎样呢？
So in verse 6 says, so we may boldly say that the Lord is my helper, I will not fear, what can men do to me?
哦，这个都是神的应许。
It is the promise of God.
哦，所以我们一直提醒自己，无论如何，我要继续的依靠神。
So we have to keep reminding ourselves that we are, no matter in what kind of situation, we have to rely on God.
好，我们下定决心，拒绝让这个怀疑存在我们生活里头。
We have to make our determinations, to reject the doubtful mind that produced in our heart.
好，怀疑就是我们信仰道路的一个盲点。
Because the doubtful heart will become the obstacles in our maturity in regards to our faith.
哦，我们就好像开车一样，我们回头一下看一下。
Just like when we are driving, we go to see the blind spot by turning back our head and look around.
靠着神的怜悯，我们彻底的把怀疑赶出我们的生活。
Through the compassion of God, we can get rid of all our doubtful mind.
哦，我们不容许他来伤害我们，伤害我们周遭的人。
We will not leave any rooms for our doubtful mind to produce in our heart to hurt our daily life.
哦，今天我们是神的儿女，我们就有那个权柄去摧毁这个怀疑这件事情。
Today we are the children of God, so we have the authority, to resist and to overcome this doubtful mind.
哦，今天早上罗马书八章的几个经节，就不断的在提醒我们，是的，我们可以胜过我们的怀疑。
In this morning, in Romans chapter 8, a point, four points that we can use these four points to overcome our doubtful mind.
哦，那胜过这个怀疑的，当然就是相信。
In order to overcome our doubtful mind, first of all, we have to believe.
哦，我们看主耶稣怎么来提醒我们。
Let's study how Jesus has reminded us.
请看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 27.
二十七节，耶稣从那里往前走，有两个瞎子跟着他，喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
27 says that when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us."
28，耶稣进了房子，瞎子就来到他跟前。耶稣说：“你们信我能做这事吗？”他们说：“主啊，我们信。”
So here it says that they followed Jesus, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord."
主耶稣知道他们要什么。
Jesus knew exactly what they want.
那主耶稣也知道他们会有一个盲点。
And Jesus knew very well that they have their own blind spot.
嘴巴里头求，心里头不一定是没有怀疑的。
Maybe they cry out, ask for help, but maybe their heart never believed that Jesus can able to heal them.
所以主耶稣刻意的问 你们信我能做这事吗？
So Jesus asked them, purposely, do you believe that I am able to do this?
哇，这太好的回，他们回答的太真好。
And in response, they gave Jesus a very good response.
啊，是的，主啊，我们相信。
And in return, they said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you can."
啊，我们也常常要对主耶稣说，是的，我信。
We have to learn from their examples. We have to say to Jesus, "Yes, I believe."
啊，让我们胜过怀疑这个盲点。
So that means we can prevail over our blind spot.
29节。
And verse 29.
耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说，照着你们的信给你们成全了吧。
Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be to you.
所以在信仰的过程里头，很多时候主耶稣在帮助我们。
So in our daily, in our journey of faith, many times that we get help from Jesus.
为什么这两个人一进来房子，主耶稣马上说：“你们得医治了。”
Why Jesus did not instantly heal them after they enter into the house?
哦，当然主耶稣有那个能力。
Of course, we know Jesus has this power and authority.
啊，但是主耶稣要先帮助他们克服怀疑的这一个盲点。
But first of all, Jesus wants to help them to overcome their doubtful mind.
在圣经里头有很多神的应许。
In our Bible, we have studied there are many promises of God.
如何让这些应许实现在我们的生活里？
How can we let these promises be fulfilled in our daily life?
我们必须要去面对我们有这个怀疑的这个盲点。
We have to confront this blind spot in our faith.
那么，当我们克服了这个怀疑，神的应许真的，他就会完完整整的实现在我们生活里头。
So the blessings of God were revealed to us completely after we have removed and overcome our doubtful mind.
那第二个，我们要面对着这个试探的这个盲点。
Secondly, we have to face the blind spot in regards to the temptation.
有人说信了主之后应该就不会有试探。
Someone may say that after we believe Jesus Christ, we will not longer face any temptation.
这是一个盲点，不是的。
It is a blind spot. Indeed, we sure and we will encounter many enticements.
我们只能够说信主之后会减少一件试探。
We can only assure that after we believed, we would minimize our chance to be enticed.
因为我们一直在修正我们所走的路。
Because we are collecting, we are trying to make every possible to work in the will of God.
跟不是基督徒的人比起来，我们的道路是会让我们比较少遇到试探。
In our faith, in our general faith, we are the chances for us to encounter any temptation will be more less than the Gentile.
比如说你的同事常常跑酒吧。
Like your coworkers always love to go to bar.
当然，他遇到的试探会比你多。
Of course, he may encounter more temptations than you.
但是信主之后，不等于就不会遇见试探。
But once you believe in Jesus, doesn't mean you are free or free from all the temptations.
那另外一个盲点是，我们常常会把遇见试探就好像等于犯罪。
Sometimes we have this kind of misconception. We feel like encounter temptation just that we are committing sins.
是的，遇见试探可能会进入试探。
Maybe once you encounter temptations, you may be within the temptations.
但是这个也不等于是犯罪。
But temptation doesn't mean that you have committed sins.
我们只能够说遇见试探、进入试探，这个跟犯罪它是有相关的。
You know that it is has some relationship with committed sins if you encounter temptation and you within the temptation.
它有关联，但是不等于犯罪。
They are relevant, but doesn't mean you have committed sins.
遇见试探、进入试探跟犯罪，彼此之间还有一段的距离。
There are certain distance when you encounter temptations.When you are within temptations and we are committed sins, they are still has some distance.
这个是我们先要去澄清的一个盲点。
So it is the things that we should recognize this.
比如说约瑟，他遇见了试探。
Just like Joseph, he encountered enticement.
因为他的女主人常常想要勾引他。
Because the wife of his master tried to try to tempt him.
所以他常常刻意的要避开他的女主人。
So many times he tried to evade free from the temptations from the wife of his master.
有一次呢，他就只有他跟他的女主人在一个屋子里。
But one day only him and the wife of his master alone in the room.
他不但是遇见，而且是进入这个试探里。
Not only he confront temptation, he also within this temptation. This temptation.
但是我们知道约瑟他并没有犯罪。
But we knew very well that Joseph did not commit any wrongdoing.
为什么我要这样强调
？Why I'd like to emphasize this?
因为有人把这个意见试探就等于是犯了错犯了罪。
Because someone may have this kind of misconception, they feel that once you have encountered temptation, you have commit transgressions.
结果让自己觉得很低落。
And you feel that he is very despair and very downcast.
甚至很自责很沮丧。
And sometimes he feel that he will blame himself.
但其实这个是不必要的。
Of course, it is unnecessary.
反而在很低落很沮丧的时候真的去犯罪了。
Once you are, it's more likely you commit sins when you are at a point of despair and downcast.
所以我们已经信了主，我们还是会遇见试探。
So once after we believe Jesus Christ, we still have encounter, we still would confront any temptation.
那我们怎么来看待这样的事情
？How can we? What is the perspective of this temptation?
我们也常常说，做基督徒是要做基督精兵。
Sometimes we say of ourselves, we are the Christian soldiers. So once we become a Christian,
这个所谓的精兵就是要面对征战。
What is a Christian soldier means? We should confront any battle.
那这个要打仗通常是有信号的。
Once we want to, before the fight, we have to listen to some signals.
所以意见试探，它常常就是一个准备作战的一个信号。
So once we encounter enticement, it is the preparation before we go to the war.
我们会意见试探的，常常也是告诉我们说，我们可以去征战的。
So when we encounter enticements, it is just that we have to prepare to go to war.
做基督精兵就是要去得胜。
So as a Christian soldiers, we have to fight and be conquered or over conquered.
能够会意见试探，就表示说我们要去胜利。
So once we encounter difficulties or enticements, we have the determination that we will fight and win the war.
我们常常很努力的在准备我们自己。
It is often we prepare ourselves so hard.
神看我们准备够了。才让我们让我们在生活当中会遇见试探。
And once we are well prepared, then we may encounter any enticements in our daily life.
我们请参考出埃及记十三章。
Listen to a book of Exodus, chapter 13.
出埃及记十三章十七节。
Exodus chapter 13, verse 17.
十七节，法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的道路虽近，神却不领他。们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗，后悔就回埃及去。
Somebody says, then it came to pass, when Pharaoh let the people go, that God did not let them by the way the land of Philistines, although that was near. For God says, let perhaps the people change their mind when they see war and return to Egypt.
我们要到一个地方，我们通常会先研究一下走哪一条路。比较近，比较好走。
Before we get to a destination, we always start to the survey what would be the most faster way for us to get into our destination.
神啊，他一定比我们的导航系统还要来得精确。
I think God's he is more accurate than our GPS.
但是这里说神啊。没有让他们走比较近的路，反而让他们走比较远的路。
But here God did not let them go by shortcut, but rather they have to go to a far distance.
他们不是一百个、两百个人，他们是超过一百万以上的人。
They are not one or two, but rather they are more than 1 million of the people of Israel.
这里说神没有让他们走非利士的地，那个是比较近的道路。
And here says God did not let them to the way the land of the Philistines.
因为走那一条比较近的路会遇到征战。
Because once they walk through that way, they may encounter a war.
好，神知道他们还没有准备好去打仗。
God knew very well they did not prepare well to face the war.
好，他们还没有办法去遇见试探。
For they are not able to encounter or any enticement.
好，我们再看耶稣雅记十二章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 12.
耶稣雅记第十二章
Joshua chapter 12
十二章第七节
Verse 7
耶稣雅和以色列人在约旦河西击杀了诸王他们的地是从利巴嫩平原巴利加德直到上西尔的哈拉山耶稣雅就将那地按着以色列人的支派宗族分给他们为业
Here, that is how the land was divided according to the people of Israel.
24节
In also continue verse 24.
说耶稣雅总共击败了31个王。
Altogether, Joshua conquered 31 kings.
经过了40年。
And it took 40 years.
这时候以色列人可以面对征战。
A lot of times, Israelis, they are able to see the war and face the war.
他们过约旦河。
They pass the river Jordan River.
他们要得着迦南地。
They want to go and obtain the land of Canaan.
他们要去征战。
For they are going to have the war.
所以有时候神知道知道我们的时候。
So God knows exactly what is our time.
所以有时候我们会遇见试探，甚至我们进入试探。
Sometimes when we have confront temptations and we are inside the temptation.
我们责备自己，我们觉得不安，这个都是好的。
And sometimes we rebuke ourselves and feel very discomfort. It is good indeed.
甚至我们觉得这种悔改或者是后悔。这个都是必要的。
And sometimes we feel regret and repent. It is necessary for us to have this kind of attitude.
但是不要让所谓的试探成为我们的一个盲点。
But do not let the temptation become our blind spot in our journey of faith.
就是这种自责、悔改，这个都是好的，但是要有所节制。
The self-reproach, also the self-repentance is good, but you need to have self-control.
我们要采取的是怎么去面对，怎么去处理。
What is the correct attitude? Is how are we going to cope with this kind of temptation?
因为在这当中有一些很微妙的事情。
Because inside this kind of temptation, it may have some mysterious.
当你遇见或者进入试探，你是变得很低落、很沮丧吗
？Are you despair and downcast when?You have confronted temptations, and you are within the temptation.
还是你充满着自信。
Or you have self-confidence.
这些事情都会存在。
And of course, all these factors may exist.
而且在那边好像在拔河，在那边拉着。
And all these factors may struggle within.
我们是要很有自信的去胜过。
Do we have this self-confidence to overcome all these?
但是如果我们没有留意这个盲点。我们会变得很低落，很沮丧。
If you do not pay attention to our blind spot, we may become despair and downcast.
我们说神啊，你为什么让我遇见试探
？And we may complain to God, why you let me to encounter all these temptations?
我们应该有的是很有自信的预期，说我能够胜过。
We have to have this kind of self-confidence and says we will be able to overcome.
就好像在耶稣雅记第一章里头。
Just in the book of Joshua, chapter 1.
好，我们请看耶稣雅记第一章。
Let's turn to Joshua, chapter 1.
第一章第六节。
Joshua, chapter 1, verse
6. 第六节第一句话说：“你当刚强壮胆。”
The first one says, "Be strong and of good courage."
第九节。
And verse 9.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，主你的神必与你同在。
Verse 9 says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
神要耶稣亚是充满着自信。
God wants Joshua to have full of confidence.
不要怕，你一定会，你一定会得胜。
Do not be afraid, for surely you will overcome and win.
一个很低落、很沮丧的人，他是不会有得胜的自信的。
A person he was in despair, he may not have this confidence, be able to overcome what he have encountered.
如果我们进入了这个试探的盲点里头
，if you are entering into this temptation, so called a blind spot.
如果我们变得很沮丧
，if you become very despair and downcast.
我们有时候还会把这个我们的沮丧啊，把它美化。
Sometimes we have beautified this downcast of ourselves.
我是为了义在忧伤。
I am sorrowing. I'm sorrow because of my self righteousness.
看起来我们好像很圣洁。
It looks like we are very holy.
好像我们容纳不了一点点的错误跟过患。
It looks like we cannot forgive or we cannot contain any mistakes in our life.
好像我们是很谦卑。
It looks like we are very humble.
其实我们是。生活在这种自己觉得很可怜、很自私、很爱自己 的层面里头。
In fact, we are self-pity, and we live in this kind of a life.
所以我们不是去胜过它，我们是退缩。
So we are not overcome this temptation, but rather we retreat from this kind of temptation.
退缩让我们比意见试探的还要可怕。
So retreat even more sort of more pitiful.Then encounter the temptation.
这个反而如果我们没有去面对这个盲点反而真的会去犯罪。
Sometimes if you don't encounter this blind spot, it is most likely we will commit any sin.
人常常不是因为意见试探而犯罪。
Sometimes we are not committed any sins because we have confronted any temptation.
而是进入这个试探的盲点里头，积上。灰心，放弃自己而犯罪。
But rather, because of our disappointment, because we are despair, once we enter into temptation, then we may commit any transgressions.
这个以色列人来到迦南地旁边。
When people Israel, when they camped on their territory, before they entered into land of Canaan.
他们派了十二个探子去看迦南地。
For the sent of spies to spy the land of Canaan.
结果有十个探子带回来不好的消息。
And ten spies returned with very bad bad news.
这个对他们是一个考验，也对他们是一个试探。
To the people of Israel, it is a trial. It is a temptation.
如果照着这个加勒跟耶稣亚所说的
，if they can do it according to the report from Caleb and from Joshua.
照着神给他们的恩典，很有自信的就进去。
If they enter into the land of Canaan by the help of God.
但是他们是沮丧退缩。
But they despaired. They have frustrations. They also retreat from these places.
结果呢是带来的是犯罪。
But they don't commit sins.
因为他们开始埋怨摩西，埋怨神。
So they start to murmur against God, also murmur against Moses.
他们更说出这个悖逆神的话，说我们另外再立一个领袖，我们回埃及去。
So they spoke the word rebel against God, says that let us appoint a new leader, so the new leader can take us back to the land of Egypt.
当他们在埃及受苦的时候
，when they are suffering in Egypt.
他们是哀求神说把我们带出来。
They cried to God, asked God to take them out of the land of Egypt.
那神施行了他的作为。把他们带出来了。
So God performed His mighty work. So God took them out of Egypt.
现在遇到了试探。
Now they encounter temptations and difficulties.
他们进入试探的盲点。
And they are within the temptation, so-called the blind spot.
他们沮丧退缩。
And they despaired and they have no hope.
他们竟然说：“我们再回埃及。
”And they said to themselves, "Why don't we just return back to Egypt?"
还好他不是遇到我，他是遇到神。
But they did not because luckily I'm not their leader, but they have God as their leader.
如果我是神的话，全部 就已经被我灭掉了。
If I'm God, definitely I will destroy all the people of Israel.
哦，还好不是我们当神。
But luckily we are not in the position of God.
哦，如果我们当神，这个世界可能被我们毁灭掉好几次。
If we are God, we will destroy the whole world many times over.
那啊，怎么来胜过这个试探所带给我们的盲点
？How can we overcome and prevail over the temptation？
哦，就是我们怎样来维持着应该有的自信
？How do we keep our faith and our self-confidence？
哦，赶快把自己交给神。
We have to commit ourselves to God。
哦，相信神的作为。
And we have to believe all His working。
哦，走出这个盲点。
So we can free ourselves from this blind spot。
哦，相信神的怜悯跟神的赦免。
We have to believe that His compassion and His mighty power.
哦，他会赦免我们，洁净我们，更新我们。
He will forgive us. He will clean us.
不要让自己是在沮丧跟退缩里头。
So we will not in the sense of hopeless and despair.
哦，开车的时候这个动作是要的，回头看一下。
When we are driving, it is necessary for us to turn our back and look around.
哦，所谓的熟练道理，常常也是就是一个回头的动作。
So when we talk about be skilled in the word of God, it means we have to turn around.
哦，那我们常常开车如果疏忽了这个动作，当然会出事。
If we neglect this action, most likely we would encounter some kind of an accident.
哦，在信仰的道路上面，没有这样子，回头看一下，多思考一下。
So in our journey of faith, we need to look around and turn around and see.
哦，当然，我们对道理就只是一个知识，并不能够把它应用在生活
里。So if you just merely treat the Bible biblical scripture is the knowledge and it would not apply to our daily life.
哦，所以求神带领我们，帮助我们懂得稍微回头看一下。
So we have to help, ask God to help us, so we can turn around and look around.
啊，做一个幸福快乐的基督徒。
So we can be a happy, Christians.
唱诗67首。
And sing Hymn 67.
我们请唱三节，第一节、第二节、最后一节。
Listen to number one, number two, and last verse. Going to have a concluding prayer.
啊，我们祈求圣灵常常在我们的生活当中来带领我们，来感动我们。
We ask Holy Spirit to guide us, to move us in our daily life.
啊，让我们不但学习很多而且能够在生活当中把它灵活的来应用。
Not only can learn much, we can apply it to our daily life.
啊，我们也请继续为陈秀芬姐妹来代祷。
Let's all continue to pray for Sister Chen Xiaofeng in San Diego.
因为她必须要照顾身体倩安的妈妈。
She has to take care of her mother.
那她自己本身也需要得到照顾。
And she also need to also take care of herself.
那她先生好像也目前不在 San Diego 在别的地方工作。
And her husband at the moment is not in San Diego. He works outside of San Diego.
所以对他来讲，真的是一个很困难的时刻。
So to her, it is a very most difficult moment.
那虽然我们不能够在他身旁但是我们知道代祷是没有时间跟空间的限制。
Even though we are not with her at the same place, but we know that when we pray, our prayer is without any space and any time at all.
因为借着我们的祷告，相信在神的圣灵的应行之下，一定能够带给他一些的帮助。
So we know that through our prayer, it's hope that our prayer can help her to some extent.
那也求圣灵来带领他，来感动他，知道怎么来处理眼前的这个困难。
So we also ask God to help her, so she knows exactly how to manage and how to handle this kind of situation.
一起祷告。
So kneel down and pray with one accord.